A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of the Lord continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who was also called Mark. Now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manon, who was the close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work of which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salmasius, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. The word of the Lord. O God, let all the nations praise you. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your ways be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations of the earth you guide. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn them, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn them on the last day, because I did not speak of my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so two things. Again, first of all, Jesus comes and says, "I didn't come to condemn the world." Again, we hear this in John again and again. And again, as I've said, if God didn't send Jesus, he didn't send you, he didn't send me. It's just that simple. Second, he came to bring light into the darkness. And again, no matter how dark the darkness is, if you light a match or a candle, the darkness can never conquer the light. So we are called, because Jesus Christ lives inside of us, to be that light to the world. So again, we don't bring light into the world to condemn the world, because that ain't what Jesus did. We bring light into the world to bring light into the darkness, to conquer the darkness. So today we got to ask when we pray, "Lord, how are you calling me to bring light to the darkness in my family, in my neighborhood, in my country? How are you calling me to bring light?" By not condemning, but by bringing light to conquer the darkness. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men. They would always do God's holy will and bring light into the darkness. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for all world leaders. They would work for peace and for justice. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the end of the curse of abortion, every abortion clinical close. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are sick, that God in his mercy would heal them. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all those who have died. Remember all the poor souls in purgatory. Remember all the priests and religious on this, their anniversary of their death. especially Father Melchor Apple appeal, for whom this Mass is being, no, on this is anniversary. And we pray most especially this morning for Joan Consul, for whom this Mass is being offered. That they would all know God's life and love forever now in heaven, we pray.